Well, I've asked myself that question for a long time, and I have a short answer. Does the name Hannon mean anything to you? Hannon was the author, if you can call it that, of those horrible, endless five-figure piano exercises we all had to practice when we were very young. And on and on. Now, that is some kind of musical prose, I guess. I know it isn't really because it's not grammatical, but then it is grammatical material in that it is like conjugating a verb. Amo, amas, ama. Yes, but that's not a sentence. You say, ah, but it is an underlying string or a string of strings. Well, that's exactly it. Musical prose, if it can be described at all, is underlying elements combined into strings, raw material waiting to be transformed into art. I suppose I could make a kind of sentence out of those Hannon strings by applying one transformational rule, permutation, to give us a cadence. It would be something like this. Well, that's more like verbal prose. At least it stops. It's got a period. Now, if I transform it further by applying the permutation a bar earlier and then immediately following it with another transformation, namely deletion, then it's going to begin sounding something like music. Listen. That's almost poetry, isn't it? You can see that going on like this, the more those strings are transformed, the less prosy they become, and the closer they arrive at a poetic surface structure.